For our scripture reading, we turn to the Gospel of Mark. Our passage today is Mark 1, 1-15. You'll find it on page 1063 in your pew Bible. Most scholars today will argue, I think persuasively, that Mark was likely the first of the Gospels to be written. It is the most streamlined account of the Lord Jesus. It provides a smaller number of events. It seems to be the other Gospels were adding to it, although in many cases, Mark will give more details in the accounts that he does give that are helpful to the other Gospels. Church tradition, we only have it by church tradition, but it says that Mark's primary source was the Apostle Peter, with whom he was ministering in the city of Rome. We don't know that to be true, but it could very well be the case. Now, in the opening verses we have today, we see that Jesus is announced in fulfillment of Scripture by the ministry of John the Baptist. He is calling the people to repentance. This shows that the issue for which Jesus is Savior is the issue of sin. He is going to come to bring forgiveness of sin, but also deliverance from the power of sin. John's going to point out, listen, I'm going to baptize you with water, which in this way, John's baptism is a little different from Christian baptism. It anticipates it. It was saying we need to be washed of our sins. And he says, the one who comes after me, who is greater than me, he's not going to wash you outwardly. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. On the one hand, that looks forward to Pentecost, but also to the application of the ministry of the Spirit sent by Jesus to actually renew his people from sin. Well, Jesus comes, he begins his ministry, and we see that he is the representative of his people. Why does Jesus get baptized? Because he's being baptized in our place, and the Holy Spirit comes upon him, and the Father says what could not be said of us, this is the one who fulfills my law. This is my Son, in him I am well pleased. And Jesus goes into the desert to wage combat on our behalf. As Israel failed in its 40-day trial, Jesus, the author of the new Israel, is going to succeed, and he is going to achieve the victory, which will be the basis for our salvation. And therefore, he himself announces, the time is fulfilled. We're reminded by Mark's gospel that the gospel itself, our salvation, is found in a person, God the Son, who has come as was foretold, and in his person and works, the kingdom of God is at hand. What should we do? We should repent. There must be a turning away from sin and darkness and the world, a yielding unto him through faith in his gospel, and the kingdom of God has come. Quite an introduction to the Gospel of Mark. Listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, after me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, you are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.